Hey everybody, we have a session recorded in the Chattanooga Downtown Library for you this evening featuring the Glass Caps. The writer and progenitor of the band is Jake Webb. Jake has been in town for several years playing solo shows as Stella's Jay. More recently, he has also hosted a weekly open mic at Gate 11 in the Choo Choo Complex. He recently expanded Stella's Jay from a solo act to a band. At the same time, he formed another band, which confusingly features the same lead guitar player as the Stella's Jay band. The other newly formed band is the Glass Caps, our guests on the session this evening. I'd like to tell you that all will become clear when we take a moment to talk to the band later, but I can't really say that with any confidence. And to further add to the confusion, both bands are playing in the Road to Nightfall competition. Stella's Jay is scheduled for tomorrow evening, Friday, at Grand Falloon. The Glass Caps are set to play on Saturday night. If both bands should win their respective nights, well, time will tell and there'll be another tale to tell as a result, I suspect. Stella's Jay are scheduled to play a session for us in the library next month, but this evening, this is the Glass Caps, live in the library.
This is called King of Disaster.
Every day I wake up to a new disaster, and it's just getting worse, faster and faster. When I think I got a hold of it, well then I wake up with a fat lip, and I'm just getting sick of this. Call me the king of disaster, the only thing I'm master.
This is called Fire.
Finding myself between a rock and a hard place. Talking all night and day with you, babe. What else can I do? You know that I want you.
yourselves. How could I lie about this? I've only got one thing on my mind. I wanna be a fire on a cold day. Boy, you over till it's all you can take. Any other lover would be a total waste. I wanna be a fire on a cold day. On a cold day. Here we go. We don't really like too many of the same things. And I don't see either one of us changing. What else can I do? You know that I want you. Now I will do anything that you want to. Hair in pixels. How can I lie about this? I've only got one thing on my mind. I wanna be a fire on a cold day. For you over till it's all that you can take. Any other lover would be a total waste. I wanna be a fire on a cold day. On a cold day. Yeah, on a cold day.
It's called Tan Lines. This is called Broken Man.
Broken man, I'll be a broken man. shake it from my thin veins. And the thought of leaving could bring me right down to my knees. So when you get back home, could you call me on the telephone to tell me everything you know? I'm so tired of being alone. So when you get back home, could you call me on the telephone to tell me everything you know? I'm so tired.
Street punk trust fund girl, right?
Something like that.
Is that the right, is that the right title?
Is that the right order?
Street punk trust fund girl.
Trust fund street punk girl.
Trust fund street
punk
girl?
Yeah.
Okay, trust fund street punk girl.
I hear you dropping out of school, living on your own for good while you're so cool. Don't you think that you're so cool? Want the life your parents laid out. Sick of sleeping in this boring town, so you're packing up. Street begging with a broken crown. What you just don't get is you're not suffering. Are you a trust fund street punk girl? Is daddy gonna bail you out for sure? When you preach on store by clothes, where your money comes from, nobody knows.
is all washed out. Sick of sleeping on the concrete ground. Who will save you now? Who you think is gonna bail you out? Now you think you might regret burning all those old bridges. Why you so screwed? Don't you know that you're so screwed? What you just don't get is now you're suffering. Are you just one street punk girl? Is daddy gonna bail you out for sure? Wearing your green torn Starbucks clothes, where your money comes from nobody knows.
Long story of Glass Caps, which is the band that we're here for. What happened is I still didn't have a band, was playing solo, and I was out at Barley just hanging out, and then a mutual friend of Royal and I introduced us and said, Royal plays music and is looking for people to play with, and I'm obviously looking for a band, and then Royal and Ivan have been playing music for a while, and Eddie, actually, at the time. And so originally the idea was, and then a mutual friend of ours too, Justin, the four of us got together. It was originally going to be Stellar's J band. You know, I was bringing in my songs and we're going to work it out. And then Justin made the suggestion for us to just to try something different, just something more upbeat, faster, you know, different sound. And it kind of just took a life of its own. And I shrugged it off at first because I was like, I've been working on Stellar's J for almost 18 years now. I wanted to stay with it, you know? So a little bit of a distraction was worrying some, but the songs are just really good. And they just kind of, it's nice because it's pulling a different part of me. I get to write different stories. I can't help but write story songs every time. I don't know if you guys are cool with that, but
I actually don't know any of the lyrics.
That's Ivan the drummer. Obviously, he's too busy smacking things to listen.
Let's go around the room then. Ivan, yes. You're the drummer.
Yes.
How'd you get involved in this?
So I met Royal when I first moved to Chattanooga in 2017, and I just met him at a bar, and I was just, hey, I'm looking for people to play music, and we started jamming out, and then he was friends with Eddie. And so later on, we started just kind of jamming in a garage. And 2 years later, at the same bar, I met Justin, and he was already kind of collaborating with Jake, I guess. And we're like, yeah, I'll try it out. And I have been kind of fiddling with drums. I played Rock Band for like a little bit. You know, I was not very comfortable, but I was like, whatever. I'll give it a shot. You know, I'll try playing drums. And I've just been playing ever since. And I mean, I feel better now, you know.
Well, I would never have guessed, Ivan. So when you were jamming with Royal in the garage, I was wondering about that. So you were playing guitar at that point.
We switch, actually. So funny that you asked. We did a thing. Yeah. We were called the Reversible Socks. We never played anywhere outside of the garage. But we would each pick three songs that we wanted to play. And that person who picked those three songs would delegate, you know, who played what. Or, you know, we'd come to an agreement. And so we'd all switch around who played what instrument. And so I just ended up playing drums a lot with them. And it just kind of stuck when we met Justin and Jake. And I just...
When you say them, you mean Justin?
Well, Justin is and Royal, Jake. Right? I met them like a day, like apart from each other because they were already collaborating.
Yeah, it was a weird situation where Justin and I had been working on some Stellar's J stuff, and then I met Royal, and Justin met Ivan separately, and then
Right. Realized so we all kind of like knew each other connection. Separately without knowing in a to, like in a weird way. Yeah. Chattanooga is small.
It was,
that seems
yeah.
to happen.
It was super
in
weird how
ways.
That worked out. So.
Before we get completely confused here, so far we have Ivan who plays guitar but is the drummer.
he's the drummer, but he also yeah. can
and
play
Royal, guitar. Royal is the bass player.
No.
But
no,
now he's
the
bass
player. I was the bass player. Now I'm
currently guitar player.
Yeah. Yeah, and after doing this little thing, I think I want to play guitar again. That's how that was fun. Like, I'm, like
is this you quitting
honestly,
the band?
Like, playing that old. I mean,
no, like
just
I never played guitar
around.
With us.
You know? I know, but like just like moving around with different instruments, it kind of gives you a good sense of like
it's fun.
Of, like following the other players.
Yeah,
kind of,
I was
yeah,
impressed
you
by
to,
your
like,
voice.
That's definitely a good point. So when you're in the band, you have a sense of what the other guys can or could do
mm-hmm.
if you've played the instrument. It makes a
right.
whole lot of sense that.
And then yeah. you follow it, it
you
gives
wonder
you
more why
more chemistry.
People don't really do that.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree, yeah, for sure. If like you can kind of feel the, what they're going through when you're yeah. switching instruments, you
it's kind of an interesting idea to say, right. okay, we're going to be a band. Okay, so today, Royal, you're going to be the guitar player. And Ivan, you can play piano. You know, just see what
yeah.
it sounds like, right? Just
yeah, it's a learning experience for
yeah,
sure.
I mean, what have you got to lose? You just banging it out at that point.
Right,
right?
Yeah.
Trying to figure it out.
And those three songs, we just got really your personal favorites. You would, it also learned to like give you like kind of like a songwriting aspect to it, where you're like, I want this to sound this way, and it kind of gave you like a leadership role in the band. So it was just interesting that way too.
Yeah, it gave everybody a chance to kind of be their own creative, you know.
Yeah,
self.
I see that. Yeah. So what do you play now, Eddie? I'm confused.
Well, with Glass Caps, I've been playing bass. But
oh, okay.
I'm
Royal's the guitar player.
Yeah,
right.
You know, and like when I was messing around the garage with them, I don't really play the drums, you know. Like, so that's why I've ended up playing a lot of the drums. And I was mostly playing the guitar and the bass with them. Yeah, I'll learn to play the drums. I've got a set. I just got to fix it.
Well, you're a pretty good drummer, given that kind of history, Ivan.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So,
had you been a drummer before?
Not really. I had a friend when I lived in Atlanta who bought an electric drum set, and he was really into it. You know, he's definitely better than me. And so I'd occasionally go down there and like try to fiddle with it, but I usually jammed with him. I was playing guitar. We both started with Rock Band. And honestly, like that video game doesn't do anything as far as other instruments, but it does teach you like foot-hand coordination for drums, and I feel like it's a good start.
Teach you rhythm.
Sure. Yeah, you know, at the very least.
You are the writer, Jake, but Royal's the guitar player.
What I like about this is, you know, Stellar's J has been kind of a lonely project for a long time, but Glass Caps, we actually, and it makes it a little more of a slower process to write new songs, but I usually don't try to write stuff on my own. I usually wait till we're all together, and then we can all kind of work out stuff. So, like, we got a new song, but we just kind of figured it out in the moment, which has been kind of interesting. But I like everyone's input. I want, you know,
yeah,
we kind of go back and forth on
ideas. It's
very
collaborative.
Yeah,
sure.
It's a very collaborative project rather than, though, I kind of am still in control of all the lyrics at the moment. We'll see.
Ivan's got something to say about that.
Yeah. We'll see what comes of.
Yes,
yeah, this
we
was,
shall.
This is fun that this kind of brought this out of us, is because I can play drums and guitar and bass and everything too, so we can all swap around. And Eddie can play bass.
So what I'm getting is the big attraction of the band for you was try something that's going to take you completely out of your comfort zone.
Oh, yeah.
New genre.
Yeah, it's completely different genre because, you know, Stellar J is folk rock, more acoustic. I do some electric stuff, but it's never as fast as we're playing right now. I'm kind of keeping the tempo a little high for us, I think, right now. We're probably going to slow it down for a few songs at some point, but I wanted to have a bunch of punchy songs because it's a different beast. It kind of gets a different part of me out, and having other people's input and other people's ears is really amazing, because once you write a song by yourself, you never know if it's good. That's why you have to play it out in public.
Yeah,
or else you'll know real quick if it's a good song or not.
Well, you've got two bands going.
Yeah.
My original assumption was that you started the Glass Caps because you wanted to play in a band.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not true.
No,
because Stellar's J is a band too.
Yep.
It's all over the place.
Were you writing material that didn't work for Stellar's J? Was that it?
No, this is all, like I said, these songs come only when we practice as Glass Caps. Like,
so
I do not
so
write
the,
stuff
the
on my
original
own.
Conception was you just wanted to start a garagey kind of band.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it started off as it was supposed
kind of
to be
band.
A Stellar's J practice that turned into a Glass Caps creation practice. Like, we didn't even play a single Stellar's J song that night. We got everything set up, and then Justin was like, let's try this, and then it kind of took it.
You're a bit like Jack White's alter ego, really, aren't you? I mean, it's the same thing with him. So what's Jack doing this week?
I want to say Jack White pre-2014. Not a fan of what he's doing anymore. But, he's got two, he got White Stripes and he does his solo thing as Jack White and Racketeers and Dead Weather. So he's got four bands.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So what's your take on this band, Royal? What's the appeal for you?
Well, it's given me a lot of, I started playing bass with it at first, and I really hadn't gotten into bass a lot before that, but kind of gave me a sense of rhythm and stuff like that. And then moving on to lead, it's given me a lot of opportunity to explore different parts of it. And seriously, just kind of as the music creation side of it.
Do you play lead with Stellas J also?
Yeah, I do that also. And that's those great. Are two kind of different... They're different genres, but when you add the full band sound, it
it's pretty impressive because your styles are different for both bands. Like we had Glass Caps practice on Monday, and you played in one style, and then we have Stellas J practice on Tuesday, and you were able to pull out the complete opposite style.
Yeah, I'm moving between a lot of instruments right now, so I'm adding a lot of new music to my head, and it's kind of interesting that way, but... All of that's pretty new to me, so it's definitely a learning experience, but I'm pretty excited about what we've been able to do.
I don't think I've ever talked to a band that has such a kind of fluid role part. You're still coming together as a band, really, aren't you?
Yeah, we're still figuring things out, I think we still got...
How long has did you been playing together? Not that long, right?
Ivan and I have been over a year, but Eddie, you've been six months, maybe?
No.
Less than that?
More
than that?
Less than that, dude. Oh. Since November.
A week.
November, December.
Oh, really?
Wait, I'm in the band now?
No, it pretty much was like, hey, dude, you're in the band now. You got 2 weeks to learn our songs. We got a show. Yeah. And I was like,
I'm sorry.
All right, let's do it. No, it was good. But I'm still learning the songs. So I'm finally getting comfortable with going, all right, that's this song. This is all the parts. Because... You know, we've all been switching around and doing stuff, and Ivan's relatively, we're a relatively young band, both in terms of the instruments that the three of us are playing and, as a group of four individuals playing together. Very punk rock. You're playing the chorus, I'm on the verse, and maybe we're going to end the song.
Just do the nod.
Well, the whole thing is definitely... punk, but there's a cool energy because of that, right?
Yeah, I think
when you play like that, the impression I'm getting is that the whole thing's rather impromptu.
Yeah, it's just kind of whatever we all agree we like, and it'll just be someone starts playing a riff, and then we're like, oh, that's cool, let's build out of that.
And you can't create that energy. That's just the result of that kind of setup
for sure.
Right,
you've got everybody slightly off. Yeah. And everybody's slightly out of their comfort zone.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I remember when we had our first show, we got a show coming. What? I don't even know how the songs go yet. What are you talking about?
Yep.
I tell you, it sounds good given all that.
Yeah.
Good luck at Road to Nightfall.
Yeah, that's...
I'm not even sure who to say good luck to, Am I saying good luck to Stellas J?
Stellas J will be back. Well, I guess that will be post. Yeah, because Stellas J is playing Friday the 28th, and then Glass Caps is playing Saturday the
29th.
So the next night. So we'll have... Royal and I are going to switch in hats.
And if you get... Yeah, if you get the same crowd, people are going to be like...
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to drink anymore tonight.
We'll just be like, wow, everybody's starting to look the same in this town.
It looks like the same band.
This weekend, please come out to Grand Falloon, Road to Nightfall. And there's going to be great bands Friday night. Like you were saying, the No Good Deeds is playing. I think Pluto's Avenge, Vantage. There's so many new bands in town that I don't know a majority of the people that are playing shows. Like the night Glass Caps plays, I don't know any of those other bands, which is great. So we get to hear new music.
Well, good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Richard. All right, this is Steady As She Goes by the Racketeers. We'll be right back.
Don't Up in the night, and the ocean breathing heavy like a beast. And I promised you, but I didn't know if I remembered enough to say what the air was really like that day. Then we made clouds for the sun. I don't recall, I was young. I've made clouds. If you think that a kiss is on the lips, come on, you got it all wrong, man. And if you think that a dance is on the hips so well, then do the twist. If you think holding hands is on the fingers, grab hold of the soul where the memory lingers. And make sure you never do it with a singer, cause you tell everyone in the world what he was thinking about the girl. Yeah, what he's thinking about the girl. A lot of people get confused and they bruise real easy when it comes to love. They start putting on the shoes and walking out singing, boy, I think I had enough. Just because she makes a big romper, she don't mean to be mean, hurt you on purpose, boy. Take a tip and do yourself a little service. Take a mountain, turn her into a mole, just by playing a different role. Yeah, by playing a different role. Bold way, you know she's rocking it. Truth way, you know there's no stopping. She's rocking it. Truth, boy, you know there's no stopping. So what? Somebody left you on a rut and wants to be the one who's in control. But the feeling that you're under could really make you wonder how the hell she can be so cold. So now you're mad, denying the truth that is hidden in the reason in the back of your tooth. You need to spit it out in the telephone booth while you call everyone that you know. And ask her, where do you think she goes? Oh yeah, where do you suppose she goes? Both way, no, no stopping it. Truth day, no, there's no stopping. Both way, you know she's rocking it. Truth way, you know there's no stopping it. You recognize that you're back in your back, that it's colder when she rocks the boat. But it's the cause hidden in the cardinal laws about the proper place to hang her coat. So you, the truth is still hidden, and the soul plays a role of a last little kitten. But you should know that the doctors weren't kidding. She's been singing it all along, but you were hearing a different song. Yeah, you were hearing a different song. Yeah, you were hearing a different song.
The Glass Caps, recorded live in the Library, and they will be one of the bands vying for the grand prize in the Road to Nightfall competition on Saturday night in Grand Falloon. And as with all of the other bands playing both tomorrow night and Saturday night, and in fact, for that matter, for this evening also, Three nights of the Road to Nightfall competition starting this evening, and I wish you all the best in that. These sessions recorded live in the library are recorded on Wednesday afternoons in the state-of-the-art recording studio. It's on the second floor of the Chattanooga Public Library downtown. The recordings largely feature Chattanooga-based bands, but not exclusively. They're produced, engineered, and mixed by Sam Mensah. The executive producer for Live in the Library is me for WUTC and Sam for the library. And we will have another session recorded live in the library for you next week. And thank you so much for listening. I'm Richard Winham.
that you're gone. Under somebody new, well, that didn't take long. And where you gonna go? Not that I care. And who can you trust now that I'm not there? Never known such unhappiness. Never thought it would be like this. What will I do now that you're gone? Now that you're gone. Now that you're gone. You're gone. Now that you're gone.